Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 41. Our air date is Thursday, October 9th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, joining you here again this evening. And we have with us once again the beautiful and talented
Butter Pea.
She just keeps coming back. It's a good thing. We have a very special guest joining us all the way from the state of Maryland tonight, Mark Bale. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, folks. How y'all doing?
We are doing very well tonight and really pleased to have you joining us. You got into the music business at the early age of 5 years old. You started performing. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I was inspired. I have family members that play music. My uncle was heavy in the music scene when I was younger, and they actually got an 8mm videotape of me playing a guitar. I think it was twice my size, and taking and jamming on that. And it just kind of took off from there. I just loved to take and play music. It was kind of in my blood. My dad, when I think before I was even five, I think about 3 years old, he had me on a little 8mm, 8-track recorder taking and singing in You Are My Sunshine. So it was just one of them things where
right.
I love music because it felt it from the spirit, you know?
And it has evolved. Your mantra is Big Country Mafia. So you've kind of evolved through that time for that big sound, that stadium type sound that you have. How did that come about? What were some of the influences that led you to what your sound is today?
I got influenced by quite a few artists. I mean, from rock and roll all the way up to, you know, traditional country music. My uncle was a songwriter as well. And, he had a studio called Woodland Sound back in the day. And I used to go in there and dabble. And, one of my big influences back then was Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard. We also loved George Strait and, Lefty Frizzell. Couple of ones like that, you know, we love traditional storytelling country music that kind of made people feel like they're relatable to the song. That's kind of what it.
No question. Well, and it certainly does it for us too. The music that you presented us, the first one that we've got lined up here is Sinner's Son, which is definitely telling a story. Tell us a little bit about the backstory there.
Well, that story's about me. I grew up in a broken family. My mother and father divorced when I was 5 years old. And I kind of grew up a little bit of a rebel, a little bit of a independent person. And one of the big things was we liked to fight when we were younger. It was one of the things to do, fight and go fishing. That was it, you know. And so we get off the school bus. That's a lot of times what we did. No. And
yeah,
basically
yeah.
Just
not necessarily summarize that order.
Sometimes not necessarily in that order. Yeah. But it was part of my life and I wanted to share it with everybody. I think as songwriters, we take and want to take and make sure that, we share a piece of our soul. Cause we know that people out there are relating to it somehow or another, you know?
No question at all.
Yeah, no question.
Well, let's open it up with this one. This is from Mark Bale, Sinner's Son.
Thank you. demons. They were bred into me. She tried to wash them out every Sunday at church. But Jesus loved us sinners, so sin ain't seen to work. I come from a small town where they know your name. Mom and dad called it quits, I felt I was to blame. So I learned how to throw that thorn over skin. I live for the fun, I live for the sin. Yeah, I like to drink my whiskey, I love to watch the ladies and take my Indian for a ride. Now people say I'm crazy, cause I've always been a dreamer. I'll be one till I die. I live my life on the run. I was born a sinner's son.
Yes, that is Mark Bale, Sinner's Son. That is such a great tune, Mark. We really enjoy that.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You bet. Hey, we are going to take a quick break here and pay a little bill, and we will be right back with Mark Bale.
Hey, see, Willie, do you know about the Girls' Night Out?
Girls' Night Out? Are you talking about the benefit concert that's happening at the Westtown Theater on October 18th? It's at 611 East Midland Street, Bay City, Michigan. Oh, my goodness, we want you to be there. Westtown Theater, historic place, great stage, and even better performers. Leah Williams is opening things up. Shade Zero, that's Blue Sky Riley's band, they're coming up next. And, oh, wow, I can't wait for this. Glenn Brook and the Wild Weeds are headlining. They're going to do a bang-up job for us. We're looking forward to this. Tickets are available at Eventbrite for just $10 in advance. $15 at the door. We've got a basket raffle. All the proceeds this night are going to the American Cancer Society. So here we are in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's support the American Cancer Society and get rid of this awful disease. And we can do it at Girls' Night Out. Meet us there on October 18th. You know, we're really looking forward to this show. It's going to be just a little more than a week from now over there in Bay City. So, folks, if you are around the Bay City, Michigan area, you want to come out. Leah Williams is terrific. Shade Zero, Blue Skies Band. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, Glenn Brook and the Wild Weeds will be doing it. And all the proceeds that evening are going to be going to the American Cancer Society. I know there's going to be a couple little surprises there. I know we've got some baskets we're going to be raffling off. The folks there the theater, the West Town, are really doing us right. We're really happy. And, of course, it's fun to be partnered with John Pagel on all of this, too. So please join us if you can. Like I said, those tickets are at Eventbrite. Get them there. They're a little cheaper than when they're at the door. So we're looking to see you there. We are with Mark Bale. Mark has just presented his Sinner's Son to us, which I think is something that we can all relate to. Yeah, we've all been there for sure.
More than others.
Yes. Mark, what does your creative process look like when you're writing a song? Is there a pattern that you regularly follow? Is it something that just comes out?
I think it is what inspires me at that moment. A lot of times what will happen is I'll experience something that spawns a thought, or it can be something where I just sit down and take and just write something that has inspired me or I lived through. I'll give you for example, my song I got out called "The Rain" is actually a song I wrote about a little girl that was in an abusive relationship, and her boyfriend went to all kind of measures to keep her, but then she was in the hospital and basically he disappeared and it sparked the song called "The Rain." And it was more or less it was spoken from a father's point of view on, hey, you know, you can get through this and go and come back home, and just kind of praying that she would get through this, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, too, that your uncle was a singer-songwriter. Are the things that he did that you saw growing up, have they played into what you do with your process as well?
Yeah, he was a big influence. He had a recording studio, and basically in that studio, he allowed me to take and get creative. I remember my mom telling me when I was younger, like, 5 or 7 years old, whatever it was, she said I would take and come in there. I couldn't play a guitar worth a lick. And she would say, I would say all the time to her that, hey, listen to me play this new song I wrote. And she's like, I could barely understand what you were writing, but you were wanting to take and show everybody what you did, you know? I get excited about writing because it's just a passion that I've always had, just sitting down and sharing a piece of myself and knowing that there's folks out there that can relate to it. That means everything. It's for us songwriters, it's not really about the money. It's about being relatable and maybe changing somebody's life or maybe keeping them from taking and doing something wrong or maybe keeping a marriage together or just inspiring people.
No. Well, and we've said this before, and I'll repeat myself. I think Quarter Peep and I, one of the reasons we love doing this show so much with the folks that are the singer-songwriters of America that are not influenced by corporate, don't have to write a song in particular for the 18 to 25-year-olds that do such and such at such and time a day. You're writing the real stories, and you're why we love music so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you folks are the reason why us songwriters love taking and being creative and sharing our process with you. So thank you all and the fans out there so much for that.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. The next song that we've got queued up, we just love. This is Big Country Mafia. After we're done, we got to talk about this Big Country Mafia t-shirt. Quarter Peep was checking out your merch, and C. Willie's wallet is going to get lighter here.
We can get you there.
But give us the backstory on Big Country Mafia, and you kind of use that as a trademark. Really, it's kind of your brand.
It is. So my friends call me Big Country, and I kind of started a kind of sharing a little bit with you as well. I started a charity 14 years ago called Big Country's Toy Drive, and it's to help needy kids make sure to get some toys and stuff for the holidays. When a friend asked me what I wanted for my birthday, I said, I really don't need anything. And so, as you know, mafia in Italian means family. And basically, when I formed a Big Country Mafia, it was more or less to build a family of fans. I call it the FAM Club, F-A-M Club, throughout the world. I got over Manchester, England. We got radio DJs over there wearing my Big Country Mafia shirt. And we got people all over the United States wearing it. And it means a lot because I wanted to speak to a bigger picture that we're all connected one way or another. And if we can connect through music and through song and understand that there's a bigger picture that we always got to look at, and that's the Big Country Mafia. That's my family. And it means the world to me to have people that can relate and join in my family and us all kind of share a song together. So I created a song, Big Country Mafia, because of that.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that. And when we come back on the other side, there's a charity that you're involved with. Got an event coming up here on the 18th there in Maryland. I'd like to talk a little bit about that as well, if we could.
Great. Love to. Yeah.
All righty. Let's listen to Big Country Mafia. This is Mark Bale.
Just my friends raise a cane. It's nothing short of a good old time. We're drinking beer, whiskey, and shine. We have fun, we party all night. Start no trouble, ain't afraid to fight. We're all different, yet we're all the same. We're all family, even what's his name. Pass it around. Having fun is what we do. That's right, we've been waiting for you. If you like that old country sound, Big Country Mafia's back in town. Songs, we raise them high. Have a toast to folks like you and I. When it comes to a big country crowd, our servicemen and women make us proud. So raise them up, slam them down, give good cheer, and we pass it around. Having fun. Country Mafia's back in town.
Hey, Big Country, let me tell you a little something now. We party, we pray, and we work hard every day. Have American pride, and yeah, it comes from all sides. Gotta stand on your own to fight for a friend, and it's never been easy to set that trend. So I'll tell you what I know if you listen real clear, cause we're here for each other to bring good cheer. So grab a friend, hey, let's buddy. Have some fun. That's right, Big Country Mafia, son.
Raise them up, slam them down. What we do, that's right, we've been waiting for you. If you like that old country sound,
Big Country Mafia's back in town.
Yes, they are. Big Country Mafia. That's Mark Vail. Mark, great, great tune. Love that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Love having a hip hop artist Doughboy on that as well. So it was a good song for him to join me.
All right. Absolutely. Good message, too. And again, relatable. So we were talking a little bit beforehand, and you shared with us that your son, the photo behind you on the wall there, is a Marine, as is Quarter Peep, and you do a lot of work supporting our military. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about this show that's coming up October 18th and what all is going on with that there in Maryland.
Sure. So October 18th, we are playing a show that is sponsored by Platoon 22, which is a veteran-based organization. They teamed up with a company called Fixin' Fences. They're an equine therapy facility helping veterans get through PTSD through equine therapy. So the joint team joined together and they're coming together for an event on the 18th of October, and we're excited to be performing that. It's going to be me playing. It's going to be a simple show. Me playing guitar. I bring my bass player with me, and my wife sings backup vocals. So we're going to do a three-piece ensemble there and entertain the veterans and entertain family of the veterans and entertain supporters of the veterans. And it is just exciting to give back to the people that sacrificed and give us so much of the freedom that we get to enjoy every day. And I'm so thankful for our veterans. Yeah. I love them to death. Of course, my son and my father are both veterans. And it means the world that they give up everything for us. I asked my son one time, I said, why do you want to join the military? He said, Dad, he says, I want to deal with this so my friends and family don't have to. And that's kind of sacrifice our men and women of our military kind of go in with the focus that they're willing to lay down their life for us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, being a military family here as well, certainly appreciate what you're doing. And I feel the same. I never did, but Quarter Peep did. And I've got family members that were in the military, and it does mean the world. I feel just like you do. I support to no end what they do and respect and appreciate it. And we appreciate what you're doing there on the 18th with Platoon 22 and the Fixin' Fences group. And what a great cause. What a great way to support it, too. So thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you all. And appreciate your service here, Quarter Peep.
Thank you.
Now, on a little bit lighter note, Quarter Peep, we mentioned earlier that the T-shirt that she found, but you've got some pretty cool stuff on that merch page there. Quarter Peep, what were you noticing there?
So first of all, we love the Mafia song. So he's got a Mafia T-shirt. This thing is so cool. So make sure you guys check out his website. He's going to tell you where to go here in a second. He also has, it's woo T-shirt. It actually says whoa on it. Check out the hats. The hats are so cool. So someone's wallet's getting a little lighter tonight.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can find that at markbailmusic.com. It's MarkBaile music.com. And thank you. Yeah, we got the black Big Country Mafia shirts, and then we have ladies' tank tops now available that we haven't put on the site yet, but we'll be getting them on there. Blue tank tops with the Mafia logo on the front. And then we got hats, and I got little stickers. If you can't afford a whole lot, you can put a sticker on your car, you know.
There you go. There you go. All right. All right. Mark, we really appreciate you joining us tonight. Appreciate you sharing everything. I wish you continued success. Just love the music and love what you're doing for our military. That is, it's huge. We appreciate everything that's happening with that. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
Well, thank you, folks, for taking the time and interviewing me this evening in Michigan. Hey, listen to markbellmusic.com. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on pretty much everything. And I thank you guys for listening to us. And keep playing it. Remember, we're all part of the Big Country Mafia. That's what it's all about, right?
There you go, sir. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, so we have Chuck Racino.
All right. We'll look forward to that next week. I think that's a wrap on this evening's show. Mark, I want to thank you one more time for joining us. Thank you so much for being there.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate you. Hey, keep doing great things for everybody, for us artists out there. You guys keep us alive, and we thank you so much for all you do.
Very much appreciate that, sir. Folks, we really appreciate the support you've given us. And if you know of somebody else like Mark that you want us to be talking to, please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, we know on October 18th we're going to be in Bay City. But you can check out our website, vehiclecitysound.com. That's got all the details on what the show is doing. Thank you once again for everything, folks. And be good.